In a statement by Vice Chancellor of Communications and Marketing Dean Stoyer, UNC said placing Dwayne Dixon on leave allows the university to investigate these allegations, quote, in a manner that protects the integrity of its assessment, while also condemning violence of any kind within the UNC community. Citing the Board of Trustees' policies and regulations for governing academic tenure, Stoyer said potential disciplinary action could be up to and including termination of Dixon's employment, depending on the investigation's results. Organizers and attendees of Wednesday's rally, however, painted the university's decision as impinging Dixon's freedom of speech without proof of any acts of violence. The group also accused the UNC administration of capitulating to online conservative vitriol. Supporters of Dixon held up signs in favor of the professor's reinstatement, and speakers questioned the timing of the administrative leave since his Redneck Revolt affiliation appeared to be several years ago. A trio of rallygoers read comments left on one petition that's garnered hundreds of signatures, describing Dixon's effectiveness in the classroom and calling him a favorite instructor.
I don't want to live in a world where this is normal. We cannot let this be normal.
The state and UNC chapters of the American Association of University Professors shared a statement calling the move to put Dixon on administrative leave an egregious violation of his First Amendment rights, as well as his academic freedom. President of the UNC chapter and associate professor Michael Palm read part of the statement to the crowd Wednesday afternoon. He shared faculty concerns of one of their peers potentially being fired from, quote, an unsubstantiated rumor about political violence.
With their cowardly response, UNC administrators have not only violated Professor Dixon's basic rights, they have also infringed on students' rights to an education by taking the professor out of their classroom during the middle of a semester.
While there's no evidence of recent run-ins with the law or violent acts, Dixon had previously faced a charge from one event on UNC campus. During the 2018 toppling of the Confederate statue Silent Sam, he was there and got into a dust-up that led to an assault charge, which was ultimately dropped. Gina Balamuki, a UNC alumna and Chapel Hill attorney who helped organize Wednesday's rally, saw her circle of activist peers overlap with Dixon's during that period of protest against the statue. Balamuki said she was, quote, absolutely shocked when she learned of the investigation into the professor, less because of right-wing attacks on Dixon, which she said have been common over the years, and more so because of UNC's reaction. She pointed to university leadership's history of both fearing conservative outrage and suppressing free speech in both how it handled the Silent Sam controversy and this latest one. But Balamuki added that the current political climate and UNC leadership have drastically increased the urgency and fear of those around the community.
Back then, people were scared because of their safety. They were worried about neo-Confederates getting them, shooting them. It was a reasonable concern. Now people are afraid of their university. They're afraid that admin will come after them, suspend them, take away their visas, and get them deported. So I see that folks are like far more afraid because the university has been exerting so much more repressive force against them. And it's really concerning, again, to see these free speech rights eroded. It feels like we're watching a film about an authoritarian state. It is happening here. It's happening to us. It's happening now.
UNC said it is unclear how long the investigation into Dixon's affiliations will take. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.